Dozens of volunteers picked up roughly 740 pounds of trash from the streets of downtown Mission on Saturday, April 13. The annual downtown cleanup was organized by the Mission Environmental Stewardship Society, MESS, in collaboration with the Mission Downtown Business Association, DBA. MESS Executive Director Bryn Dolman says the 740 pounds more than triples the 220 pounds of trash picked up at last year's event. With over 40 volunteers, Dolman attributes the increase to a combination of both more trash and more people to pick it up. "We had more hands on deck and we also found some heavy items like a shopping cart, bed frame, metal pieces that were quite heavy, and then lots and lots of bags of trash," she said. Dolman says 80% of the trash was smaller items such as fast food wrappers, single-use cups and cutlery, and plastic bags. "Unfortunately, we find a lot of that kind of stuff around shops and businesses. So, it definitely has to be a combined effort for everyone to come together and help," she said. Volunteers cleaned First Avenue, Second Avenue and Railway Avenue for 2 hours, in addition to side streets. "Not only is it important to keep our streets clean, beautiful and healthy, but it definitely helps us with businesses in the area as well," Dolman said. MESS organizes group cleanups monthly in different areas of the city. According to Dolman, the areas with the most garbage are often Harbor Avenue, London Avenue near the junction, and Stave Lake Street. "Anything close to major centers, whether that be stores or food or anything like that, those areas are typically some of the worst," she said. "The worst area is on Dewdney Trunk Road leading up to Mission Landfill," Dolman says. "People will go to the dump, realize that they have to pay for it, and then turn around and dump their items. We find that happens quite often," Dolman said. After conversations with the DBA, the downtown cleanup could increase to twice per year going forward instead of annually. Dolman encourages Mission residents to do their part while in heavy traffic areas. "We can do all the education in the world and we have been. Our organization focuses a lot on public education, especially youth education on waste management and better control," Dolman said. "But at the end of the day, it has to be a community effort and everybody has to do their part. That's the only way we can make Mission clean." To celebrate Earth Day, MESS is organizing a green living celebration at Fraser River Heritage Park on Saturday, April 20, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will feature 55 organizations, vendors, live performances, a climbing wall and kids' activities. Read more. Mission volunteers honored at Community Service Awards.